Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheer.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day.
93.3.
The Planet.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Well, it was on last night. Had to find out who's the GOAT. Jeopardy. Ken Jennings.
Oh, it's over?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to give it away yet.
Okay. Well, I don't tape it.
James Holzhauer and Brad Rutter. They all got together to find out who would win and who was the greatest of all time.
He has 272 speeches, the most of any non-titled character in a Shakespeare tragedy. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Brad, we come to you first. You're the best, Alex. Thank you so much.
It's true, and I should get credit for it.
Now we come to Ken Jennings. Who is Iago? That is the correct response. That gives you a total for the match of 88,600 as we come to James. Did he come up with Iago? He did not. Ken Jennings, you are the champion.
Now, can you name the tragedy?
Wait, well, I wasn't paying attention to the
Iago
question I was reading.
Was the Shakespearean character.
Game of Thrones?
No. Iago.
No, what was it from?
Othello. Know.
Othello.
Othello.
Yeah.
It's Othello.
I thought that was a board game.
Nah.
Lawrence Fishburne played him.
Y'all done.
I think that's more like the Rutter guy. I never even heard of him before. I know Holzhauer had the record for most money, but Ken Jennings, to me, is the guy that they really championed as the face of contestants.
Yeah.
I mean, they put him on, he was doing TV and all these interviews and stuff, and then Holzhauer was just, you know, run of the mill kind of guy.
He was there.
God, he was good though.
He was good.
I don't know what happened.
He was great. I mean, he ran into a buzzsaw named Ken Jennings.
But I thought Holzhauer was on there recent enough to where he was kind of sharp enough to pull it out.
But Ken Jennings is a really smart man.
Yeah.
How do you study for something like that? You just
That's
watch
a question.
Bunch of documentaries on the history? Do you watch a bunch of Ken Burns docs?
No, I mean, because a lot of the stuff's the stuff you won't get from that, you know?
You just have to have a natural retention of knowledge.
Yeah, you have to.
I'm out.
To be a learned person who also retains these things.
But, you know, and I always wondered if they give you some kind of study course to go on the show to prepare you for all that stuff.
Is that true, Fat Boy? You were going to try out in Charleston.
You have to take the online test. If you pass that, you have to go to Charleston and pass that test.
And you passed the online?
Yeah, I just didn't go to Charleston.
Well, you've been studying in college for 16 years now on this.
But I want to try.
What season are you in college?
Ooh. 18th in the fall.
Wow.
72 semesters.
That's a lot. The government, you know, don't want to pay for any more. So.
Wow. Oh, you can do it.
I want to be on Sports Jeopardy. That's the one I think I can do good at. But it's on Crackle. Nobody watches it.
Oh, yeah. It sucks.
I want some exposure, too.
Could you beat the Schwab or whatever the hell that used to be called?
Ooh, I don't know.
What was that called?
Into those obscure sports things. I mean, it's hard, man.
Yeah, the one they have on MLB Network, that one's a hard one.
That one's really hard, where the people who work for the teams play.
Yeah.
One's really, really hard, man, because it's, we'll deal with 140 years of baseball history. Let's go.
Gosh.
Matt could probably do good at that one.
I don't know. Some of that stuff is like old-timey nonsense. Yeah.
There's a lot of history on there.
Yeah.
I know a lot of nonsense, though. That's where I would excel, I think.
Yeah. Huh.
Well, that's something to aspire to do, though, Fat Boy.
It's like, who played catcher for the Black Sox? 1919 Chicago.
Eddie Sicotti.
Yeah, you might have a chance.
Yeah.
He was also a musician. I don't want.
That was John Secada.
Okay. Big problem with them down in Mexico.
Oh, they hang out in trees. Big bugs.
Yeah. John Secada's.
All right. So I was teasing you that you're going to see something from your childhood that you may just love. Listen to this. Aerosmith will perform with Run DMC at the Grammys. So remember that back on MTV, that video that people would love back in the day? We're going to relive it.
He busted through the wall.
Yes.
He
did. So
by the way, 90's pointing out that I was wrong about Eddie Cicotti. He was a pitcher for the Black Sox. I was thinking of Ray Schalk.
The catcher was Ray Schalk.
Oh, man.
I don't know how you didn't remember a guy who had no home runs, 34 RBI, 11 stolen bases.
You may tell you why? It's because I pronounced his name as Eddie Cicotte. Then it was only when I went to a baseball card show that an old man told me, it's Cicotte, kid.
Oh,
man,
no.
These guys.
So screw you, Sam Sags.
You know?
I miss 1919. These guys had names like Chick Gandel, Sweet Risberg, Buck Weaver, Nemo Leibold, Shoeless Joe, and Happy Felsch.
Mm-hmm. Happy Felsch.
Happy Felsch. He was an outfielder.
He was a good guy.
That was Chevy Chase, I think, that played Felsch, right?
I think it was.
Yeah.
The three best hitters on the team were apparently Happy Felsch, Shoeless Joe, and Eddie Collins.
Yeah. Shoeless Joe, the guy who threw the game, essentially. Hit the only home run in the series, I believe.
Oh, he played his ass off in the field and at the plate that World Series. He couldn't have been in on that.
I mean, people only remember what Gehrig from the Murderers Row team. Not a whole lot of others.
Oh, yeah, 27 Yankees.
Yeah.
Tony Lazzari. See, maybe I could do well.
Come on,
man.
And how do you prepare for that? I mean, honestly, you're just going to go through every World Series?
Nine. What was written on the knob of Billy Ripken's bat in 1989?
Oh, my gosh.
Blank face.
Blank face is correct.
You know that, but we asked the sports guy, and he had no clue what we were talking about.
No clue it existed.
Yeah. Well, that guy's a blank face.
He is.
Oh, my gosh.
You used to be on TV, man.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Well, did you get your flu shot?
No, I don't believe.
You don't believe
it? I know they exist. I don't practice taking it.
Well, here's something to talk about. There's two stories that are kind of shocking involving children with the flu, because this is like, according to news reports. And
does anybody in the room take the shot?
I don't.
Nah, it's pointless. There's so many strains of influenza.
I agree with that.
I was thinking about it, but then everybody says it doesn't cover the flu that they've had, that I've known people that had the shot and went to the hospital with the flu.
Yeah. Well, if everybody but me gets the flu shot, then the strains it covers they're not going to have them, so I'm not going to catch them. So, you know, that's my logic there.
Yeah, but if you get it, though, you can't return back to work unless you have a doctor's note.
Yeah. Well, if you miss 3 days.
Oh, if you miss three. Well, if you got the flu, you're going to miss 3 days.
Well, if you work down the hall, you don't have to be medically
cleared. I miss damn Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
You got to drive around town getting notes.
A lot of people were sick during Christmas. Really?
Everybody was.
I know.
I had two ER visits during the Christmas holidays, and I was not part of either one of them.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. Well,
I started driving for Uber.
Did you?
Only ER situation. I drove Uber for an ambulance.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can do the Uber XL with your vehicle.
That's right.
Yeah. Good for you.
No. Flu is bad.
It's just so sad. And there's an 11-year-old boy who died Saturday from complications of the flu in New York. Mm. And the thing is he went into septic shock, and they thought that he was doing better, and the virus attacked his heart, causing him to go into cardiac arrest. But he had had a flu shot before that.
Yeah.
Not that it matters, but, I mean, sometimes if you're vaccinated, it will help. But then again, it may not. But you just need to know when to take them to the emergency room. And even when they do, it's still a risk. It's a serious.
Flu's dangerous for the very young and the very old, especially.
Yes.
It is. And in Iowa, there's a 4-year-old girl who was left blind after her battle with the flu.
How's that now? How does that happen?
It's from the fever? I mean,
the fever. She. This was Christmas Eve morning. The father found her unresponsive in bed with a high fever, and the family rushed her to the hospital, where she started having seizures. And they decided that the flu attacked her brain, causing complications. And now the portion of the brain that was affected, they're wondering if it's going to be permanent damage and will she be blind. She was vaccinated March 2019, and then she got sick around Christmas.
Oh, no.
That sucks.
It's been a hell of a flu season.
Yeah.
It hasn't been that cold, but it's been a hell of a flu season.
So what everybody's urging parents to do is is to know the awareness with a flu and know when your child's sick and to know when to take them to the emergency room. Like if the fever is high, definitely take them in.
Well, yeah. If you had a high fever and you can't get it down, you got to take them in.
Yeah. I mean,
you think they'll ever make it like a mandatory thing in America where it's like, I don't know how, I mean.
The people who are...
Maybe when they do the census takers, maybe when they come to the door and they ask how many people live there and everything, they also just give you a little shot.
Yeah, I mean, it very well could be because, you know, the Republicans had always been more about, like, the individual liberties and make your own decisions, you know?
Yeah.
But now they're pushing more stuff like the raising the tobacco sales age and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all across the board now where they're trying to tell you what to do all the time with every part of you and everything you do.
Yeah.
All of them are. So, yeah, it's very possible it could become a mandatory thing.
Yeah. I know somebody that's got the flu now. They go to the doctor and they say, you get the Tamiflu, but, you know, it's like $150 plus.
Compulsory flu shots. Like, they're on the way.
Okay, that on top of a copay. I think it just, you know, drink a lot of fluids and sweat it out.
Yeah.
Wash your hands, people.
Obviously, if you wind up in the hospital, they're going to give you a flu shot. They're just going to.
Yeah. I saw a lady getting one, you know, and she looked so out of place because it was a big box retailer and she's sitting in the middle of the store getting flu shots, so everybody's walking by and looking at her. It's kind of odd.
To the person texting in, I'm not an anti-vaxxer.
No.
I just, you know, I've just a personal decision, you know.
Yeah.
It's, and I got it this year, so joke's on me. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, get your flu shot. Do whatever you can to prevent it. But
well, you didn't get yours.
No, I haven't, but I'm on the fence. I might go get a flu shot if it's that bad, and I'm going to talk to my doctor about it.
Well, the season's about over now.
It's never too late to get a flu shot.
It'll be over in March.
Doesn't matter.
You want to go get marked by the government? That's fine. Go ahead. Get tracked and traced.
I mean, if you want to get one, please do. But if you don't, then please don't.
What if the flu shot's the mark of the beast?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Could be. Mm-hmm. All right.
It'd be compulsory.
Right, but
that's coming.
10,000 people die every year from the flu in America.
Yeah.
Something to think about, definitely.
Flu will get you. But I mean, you know, most of those people are, again, very old, very young, or immunocompromised.
Yeah.
Well, Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique on Paige, and there's your Rise Guys Headlines.
All right, thank you, Paige. We'll take a break. When we come back, more Rise Guys, episode 1 of season 18. Ah, late. Feels like it.
Your phone is a radio.
I listen on the radio.com app.
Get the Rise Guys daily podcast and so much more.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
Yes, yes.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
Download and listen free on your phone.
93.3.
The planet
rocks. Is this a video game?
Yeah. I believe it is.
I'll test your might sucks.
You want to test your might?
Test your might. You got to press all the buttons when you do it now?
I'm trying to break through a big block of rubies, a big solid block of ruby.
Oh, you can do it now, too.
Yeah. I much preferred the Street Fighter beating up the car.
I forgot about that. It didn't blow up. It just went down on the shocks.
It would just slowly just crush down. It was like on when you played Rampage,
yeah.
That game.
Yeah, it was.
It would slowly just start to crumble. It would go down like a...
Yeah, it did.
That was great. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 8:30, straight up on the nose.
I dang it.
Paige just farted in here.
Yeah, it was loud. It was funny sounding.
It was a funny sounding one.
I don't stink. I'll be offended.
Goodness.
She went outside and did it.
Oh,
we could hear it through the wall.
300-pound door.
Through the windows and the walls.
Yeah.
Also, we were talking about this earlier. The show, our show, The Rise Guys, went on the air January 15th, 2003. So 17 years today. And we were looking at stuff that happened that year to kind of make you more aware of, you know, all that comings and goings. We actually took over Iraq from Saddam Hussein.
We never took it over.
Yeah, we did. It says it right here on history.com.
We never controlled it fully.
We ended the Saddam Hussein regime.
Now, that happened, but we never fully controlled the country, even though it ain't that big.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. This was playing when we invaded the first time.
Oh, that would have got me pumped up.
Yeah.
Totally would have got me pumped up.
I'd have been wearing a Raiden hat.
Yeah. That's what I call him. Dog. You see him at the Home Depot. He has a Raiden hat.
The Raiden hat.
Also,
sometimes I see Raiden doing yard work when I drive around.
In 2003, Johnny Cash died.
Yeah, he did.
That's how long ago that's been.
Yeah, that's when the...
Don't you dare.
When the
laugh sound effect about you that.
Hurt by Johnny Cash got played and so some trouble was had.
Oh, that was one of the first times I got in trouble with Mark Hendricks on The Rise Guys.
What happened?
It was... John Ritter had died the previous day. This was later in the fall. John Ritter from Three's Company, you know, Jack Tripper, that guy, he'd passed away. And then the next day, I believe, Johnny Cash died. And I was just so moved. I was so like, oh, man, this is my moment. I'm going to go out on a limb on something. And I think we should divert from the regular playlist and play Johnny Cash singing Hurt, the Nine Inch Nails cover.
Oh, took it upon yourself to spike.
Not a snippet. Whole song.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I got talked to.
About the same way Fatboy did with the time when he played Anthrax in the morning.
Oh, God. Yeah, I got to.
I was like, but Mark, it stays within the genre. It's a cover of a Nine Inch Nails song. Well, it's not on the playlist. I was like, but he died, Mark.
I got in big trouble.
He's like, it's the last time I'm going to tell you.
Are you trying to take over my radio station?
What did he tell you, Mark Hendricks, when you diverted?
It's like, yeah. First off, it's a little too heavy for a morning drive. And
hey,
second,
to each his own, man.
You think you're taking over? You just play what you want. You think you're taking over this station? It was really hot, and I was like, damn. I mean,
oh yeah. I mean, that was the first time an entire Johnny Cash song had been played on the planet.
Yeah, it was.
But I went out on a limb with it, and you know,
people dug it.
People loved it. Yeah. They were really moved by that. And, you know,
yeah.
it was the thing to do. Here's a good text, Carolina. Is that a text? Oh, let me open up that screen. The CVM text line, 72341. Seriously, though, how long do you see you guys doing this? If it's up to you, how long would you do it? As long as I still can talk.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have to stand up. I'm now seated.
Yeah.
On a chair with wheels. See, I can roll over here.
Careful, it's a fast-moving chair.
And just like that, I'm back at the microphone.
Wow.
Just like that.
Yeah.
So if I'm in a chair, they could roll me in here.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll work.
Yeah.
You got the new one.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'll do it forever.
Huge.
I'll do it till as long as people still listen, and more importantly, the company can find a dollar in me.
What do you mean forever? I mean, would you do it for another 400 years?
Oh, 400
years, yes. Yes, I'll be Methuselah man.
Well,
400 years.
Well,
no, I don't want to do nothing for 400 years.
No, well, you might have overstepped your boundaries in saying you'd do it forever.
I'm just thinking how long your beard's going to be. That's why I was laughing.
Could you imagine? I could be in an Oak Ridge Boys tribute band.
You could. Yeah. You'd be the Oombappas.
Oh, boy.
What do you mean?
I saw this thing. These scientists in Maine. It's scientists from Maine, California, and China working on some island up there. They found these worms, and they figured out some way to expand their lifespan by 500%. And if the same thing, like the same pathway, they could exploit it the same way in human beings, we would live 400 to 500 years. So do you want to do this another 400 years?
No, hell no. I don't want to, well, that sounds bad. I don't want to live to be that old.
Paige, you don't want to live to be 400 to 500 years old?
No way. Can you imagine how bad you feel waking up in the morning being 400?
Well, just how bored would you be if you've been here for 200 years? Like, what else is there to do? You've been here 200 years. You're done.
You know, and the older you get, the more you're talking about your body problems. And can you imagine being 400 years old in your conversations? Oh, goodness.
I mean, even if you felt all right, your whole life would be just a blur. The last 300 years would go by like minutes.
But that could also be like...
You wouldn't remember anything.
You know, it could also be a mindset,
yeah,
too. Like, if we were not... let's say the life expectancy was 400 years old or 500 years old as they're trying to work to... We're preconditioned at 18, you're an adult. We're preconditioned at, well, it used to be, 55, 60, 65, whatever, retire.
70 now for a full check.
Yeah. Plan, life insurance, all that stuff. And it's like it kind of matures you in a way. And if that expectancy is not there, then midlife crisis would be at 250 years old.
Yeah, it would.
Okay, if they can expand it like, you know, I don't know what condition the worms would be in, but if you live to be 400 and say you're actually, you know, the body and mind of, I don't know, 75, 80-year-old person. Now, you're not decrepit. You're not, like, wheelchair-bound, and you can't, like, your bones are brittle. Yeah.
But have you been 75, 80 years old since you were 75, 80 years old?
No, but you see some of them these days.
You just stay 75 or 80 for the last 350 years of your life, though?
If they're expanding it, I mean, they got it. It's got to slow down your aging, right?
Well, it's 375 years. You're 75 years old for 375 years?
Yeah, but are worms the same age as humans? You know, like, do they have worm years like they have dog years?
These worms don't live nearly as long, but expanding their lifespan by 500%, if they did the same thing with us, we're 400, 500 years old.
So what would they do? They would clone us with worms?
No. It's genetic alterations.
Hmm. My dog had the worms.
Yeah, it's actually nematodes. They usually live for weeks. Now they're living for months because of genetic alterations.
Okay, like, let's say you could live that long and then you could take care of yourself. Your mind was still there and you could walk around and do stuff. You wouldn't want to live to be 400?
Well, you would think you'd have these people in your life for 20 or 30 years. Be friends with somebody for 20 or 30 years. You'd have no recollection of it whatsoever.
That would be a problem. Also, you think overpopulation's bad now.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Okay,
because think about all the generations that would have, you would have great, 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 great grandkids to buy Christmas for.
You would. No. You would. There'd be 400 people at your Christmas.
We'd stop at one grade at that point.
It's too much.
Yeah. Well, if you're living that long and then you're, you know, that far gone, like you guys make it sound, well, of course you wouldn't want.
Well, I just think that you, like, what are you going to do? What will you do for 500 years? I think you'll be so bored with living after about 200 years, you'll just be done with it.
It's like being a vampire.
Like, what age do you want to die, fat boy?
500.
You want to live forever? Like, let's say right now, you're 36, I believe?
Yeah.
36. Mm-hmm. Let's say you keep you right now till you're 500. You right now.
Yeah. It must be. Yes.
Mentality, body appearance, physical appearance, whole nine yards. Gray goatee.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Looking like Harry and the Hendersons.
When you're dead forever. We don't know what all is coming, what we're going to see. We could be going back and forth to planets we don't know about.
Oh, yeah, I forget. You don't believe in the afterlife.
Like, I mean, I don't know, man. Just wouldn't you want to experience all the stuff? Maybe that you can't now. You don't know what's on the horizon.
Got time now. It's what Van Halen was trying to tell us.
What is this, Fabio? Is this some kind of, like, hardcore FOMO thing you got going?
I don't know. People are just like...
You seem bored with the life now.
Yeah, like, I mean, gosh. Like, what are you... are they going to have some can't-miss TV show 378 years from now that you got
to
see?
I just don't get when people say, well, you know, if I make it to be 80, well, life's going to suck because I'm going to be so decrepit I can't walk around and I can't do anything.
That's the mentality of societal standards.
Well, what's something you really enjoy? What's something you really... like, your favorite football season or movie or TV series or something like that?
I don't know. I mean, it could be something like going to the movies, or playing pickup basketball, but a lot of the stuff you live within your means or try to, you have like financial restrictions to where you can't really do a whole lot.
But what I'm getting at is that everything you really enjoy and remember, like anything that made a mark on your life, your experiences, you're going to forget about them. You would have had 500 years of this, you'd have no recollection of any of the experiences you had the first half of your life, at least, probably more than that.
Yeah, you can't remember in the previous days when I say, hey, I want to play that audio tomorrow. And you come in here and you're
right.
Like,
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have no recollection of going to Disney World 300 years from now.
But would you?
Because
if they find a way to make you live that long,
they couldn't. Yeah, because what is the percentage we use of our brain?
Memories fade, and those would fade for 300 plus years.
Would they?
Yes, they do. They do, and they would continue to.
Then how would you live to be that long without, you know, slowing down the mental progression too?
I've read about this a good bit about, like, if you could be a vampire or something, you would forget about.
Where the hell were you looking that up for?
I was listening to Jason Isbell. It was like if you could live that long, if you did live that long. If you were like the one immortal, you would have these people in your life that you forgot ever existed because they would have been, if you were 1,000 years old and everybody lived a normal human life cycle, you wouldn't remember these people. Like, you would have people you were friends with for 50 years and it would be like they never existed. You wouldn't have any recollection of it. Our brains aren't wired for all that.
That happens now and it sucks.
But... I Googled this. I didn't know it. Scientists say we only use 10% of our brain, which means there's a whole lot of memory there that we're not using or we haven't tapped into how to.
But that's different stuff. I don't think it's necessarily the stuff we're using now is the stuff we're using now. The rest of it isn't the same stuff we're using already. It's different stuff.
But wouldn't it be lonely unless everyone in your life is going to live to be 500?
I mean, the brain isn't like a hard drive necessarily, where if you use 80% of it, you have 80% more memory. It would do other things. You'd be able to fly, but you wouldn't remember more stuff.
Look up pineal gland, Jimmy. Look it up.
I mean, you'd be able to
It's called your third eye.
You'd be able to float and levitate and stuff, but you wouldn't be able to, you know, you'd probably read thoughts, but you wouldn't be able to remember more stuff.
So you don't want to live to be 509?
No, I think it's too much. It's too much to live 500 years. No way.
No.
Yeah, forgetting the people, that sucks, because that happens now, even with people you were close with years ago and whatever, for whatever reason, just kind of drops off. And you never reconnect.
But what if it the brain is like a computer, let's say, and let's say the way facial recognition works with the cameras, let's say that I look over and I see Fat Boy and it pops up over his head. You've known him since 2007. Yeah. He is a big Democrat. He hates guns. And I would remember that. So I'd say, oh, I better not say anything about the Second Amendment or anything around Fat Boy.
Yeah. God, like everybody's information pops up like a little hot sheet.
Yeah, it pops up over your head, and I'm wearing the special glasses, and I can see it. Oh, it's Fat Boy. Goatee like Harry and the Hendersons.
It might come to something like that where you can implant memories, and we're talking about like Minority Report type situations.
For everyone.
I would want to live as long as humanly possible, and then I would think even then, when I reach that point, I still wouldn't want to die.
But what about your... Yeah, that's the other thing, too, is... You know, the physical body, like if they could just freeze it where it's at, but skin though, right? Like you're going to start to just like look all, you're going to look like a monster by the time you're 500 years old. You're going to look like a ball glove.
Even if you didn't, people are saying, you know, take pictures, write a journal. Well, yeah, 400 years worth of journal, 400 years worth of pictures to go through. You should see the memes I have on my phone from this year, and it's January 15th. I'd never be able to find pictures from 400 years ago.
God.
I just think but even besides all that, it's just it's too much life.
Well, we won't have a life expectancy anymore because is it playing God or is it, you know, scientific innovation?
I mean, that's something I always wondered about. Like I remember when the the cloning of the sheep, and then we did the deer. We do the deer named Doughboy? Doughboy the deer or Dewey the deer.
Was it that Plum Island they were doing all that stuff?
Maybe. That's true. But, you know, I would often wonder, like, in church, I remember hearing as a child, you're playing God if you're cloning and this and that and the other, but you're also kind of playing God if you take, let's say, a heart out of someone and put it into someone else.
Yeah, or, where do you draw the line?
Where do you draw the line? You know what I mean?
Are you playing God if you do CPR?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Well, where's the line then?
Yeah, that's a good point, man. Like head transplants.
Are you playing God if you use the defibrillator? Is that where the line is? Is the defibrillator playing God using technology to restore life?
Yeah. What if I give you ass to mouth when you're choking and mouth to mouth and you're choking? Or
no, the first one would work too. I think you'd get it out. You'd get a whole lot out.
Here's the two issues that would work with this whole living to be 500 thing. A, money. The problem is money, because you're sitting there saying, how long would I be able to work to survive to live? Like, if money wasn't a thing and everybody had great, not wealth, but had what they needed, and every, you know, it was this whole farmer's market network of everybody just sharing and all that, the stress would allow you to live a little bit longer as well. I think that's the problem. But also, the other problem is looks, because if your looks fade,
I ain't
got to
worry about
years,
that now.
Like, I think about this. When, at what age will you stop having sex? Like, I see old couples, you know, sweet old couples, you know, in their 80s or whatever, and I'm like, are they still doing it? And what keeps them from not doing it? Is it their physical bodies, the ailments?
Yeah, it's they didn't take care of themselves usually.
Does that just stop where you're like, I'm not into that anymore?
God, that's a great question.
It's a bit of both. You kind of lose interest, and then you kind of can't. Physically.
It's got to also be the looks.
That probably plays a part, too.
Yeah, a little bit of that.
It's Fatboy's scared of dying. I want to say that before we're done.
Yeah, I mean, I really wish you could know or pick when it's going to happen.
But so many people would pick never because they're afraid of it. Not there's anything wrong with that, but they just are.
It's so short. And you got to die, but man, dude, you'll never do as much as you want to do, even when you're about to die. Like you're on your deathbed and you get that chance where it's not sudden. You're like, hey, I just want more time.
He's got to look at it like an honor, a rite of passage, because it is. You got to embrace that.
Did you feel like a fat boy? It's not a glass half empty or glass half full. It's just a glass.
It is.
Like, it's just a glass. I don't know, man. I want to live forever, but I'll never do it. You know, man.
Like Schwarzenegger said, we have great lives. We have, you know, well, he's a different 1%, but he's like, I've had a great life with a lot of money, but I'm old, and you die eventually, but you don't want to die. You don't want to quit living this life. Maybe it's like that with some people who love their jobs or, you know, have money.
Yeah.
You don't want to give it up or walk away.
Well, no. No, of course.
But some people are like, oh, I can't. Well, I'll make it to 70.
But you can't.
It.
You. I think it was elder statesman Tim McGraw that said, live as if you're dying and don't take the girl.
And wow. Way down.
P.S.
Way down.
Words to live by.
P.S. Half Cherokee and Choctaw.
Yeah.
My baby, she was a
Chippewa.
One of a kind.
There we go. All right. We'll get to your calls 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Fat boy wants to live forever. I'm good with 85. 85, since I've been a kid, has been the number in my head that's the age I'll live to. And I hope I'm not dyslexic and it says 58. We'll get to your calls 1-800-774-0093. The Rise Guys.
They're grubby. Dirty. This is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rock.
Sorry, you caught me with my mouth full.
Of donut.
A mouthful of donut.
Yeah, we got an anniversary present from, hey guys.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah, Mark Hendricks.
Yeah, Jordy, eat one fatty?
He brought 17 donuts.
One he said, year. Yeah, but he ate one on the way
he
here.
He ate the 18.
He ate the 18.
It's I don't fine. Know, man. I don't think people from that planet can eat donuts. I've never seen him eat anything besides, like, leafy greens.
Yeah, that's true. Mark Hendricks being an alien, I wonder now, are these donuts or are they the rings of Saturn?
Oh, boy.
I think they're donuts.
Tastes like donuts. Yeah.
They don't smell like
he
Perry
might
Saturn.
Be. No, that was good Lord! I just saw the balloons.
Yeah, you just saw the balloons.
Yeah, I got. Oh, yeah. What was I thinking? That string was going up the air too. It says congratulations.
Yeah, and then there's a red one and a yellow one and a congratulations balloon.
How sweet!
And with helium in them.
Yeah. Oh, turn it around. It says this is your last day.
Oh no!
Well, that was nice. That was sweet. Thanks, Mark. I'm diabetic.
That was great.
It's a going away party.
You want to suck the helium out?
Yes, that's why I'm coming over here to come around.
All right, bring me one then.
Will it kill me?
You need my knife?
I got one.
You got one?
I got my stone cold knife.
What?
Okay.
I'm trying to cross. Dang,
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:54. This is our 17th. Well, we just concluded our 17th season. Now we're starting our 18th season. Of doing the Rise Guys Morning Show. You're having a problem over there, ain't you, Jimmy?
He got his Hulkamania balloons.
These are great.
That's a way to look at it.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Got a donut in one hand, helium balloon in the other one.
It's been a while since we've done
it. It took a minute because my knife is really, really, really blank and sharp.
Thank you. Let's take some phone calls. Fat Boy, lead us. Who's on the horn? I don't want to pop this.
You might want to. Well, no, I think my thing's messed up. Hang on.
Let's go to line one. Is P1 splashing Blumpkins?
Hang on. Who is it? Who's on the phone? Is it splashing Blumpkins?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, dude?
I'll take a big.
How's it going?
Take a big hit.
Oh, here we go. I'm just sitting here huffing helium. I don't sound that different,
no,
really.
No, you don't.
Did you inhale it?
Oh yeah. What do you think I did? There we go. He's got to get a good deep in, Matt, man.
Take it to the head.
I'm trying to.
I think you did better that time. I'm turning into Gomer. You can do it again.
How's that with you, Blumpkins?
By the time we get done, we'll have a bad headache, but that's the price you pay to have fun.
Hey, I'm just hanging out. Dump trash cans. Pop like hell when y'all said my name.
Yeah, you'll be here Friday.
Yes, right.
Shazam. Golly.
Golly.
You're not inhaling, man.
I am, too.
My balloon's about half gone already.
I need to make a bigger hole. P1 Splash and Blunkins, you're in for the Tournament of Champions? I still got a little bit of my voice.
Yeah, it takes a minute to go away.
I love it.
You're in. You'd like to do the Tournament of Champions?
Heck yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, I know you haven't been. I don't think you've been around the whole 17 years, right?
Close to it, man. I think I came in a few months late, but yeah.
I think you've been around about 14 years. I think 14, according to my calculations.
I lost my hole.
Well, that ain't the first time you've said that.
No, I remember Tickle My Boot Hill.
Oh, you do.
Yeah. It's his mouth from the other
Johnny
side of the
and Lonnie Rocket.
Yeah, you can.
Do it 9.
I'm about to pass out. Holy crap.
It gives you a bad headache, man.
I'm so lightheaded right now. Holy crap. Hey, Blumpkins, we'll see you on Friday, okay?
Yeah, man. I'll see you soon. Happy anniversary, y'all. Right.
Have a good morning. Thank you. Happy anniversary.
But he's like, these guys are being dicks. They don't want to talk to me. They just want to play with balloons.
I know, right?
Our city's greatest tight end. Oh, yours is gone.
Oh, man. Whoa, boy. The room is spinning like I got a buzz. Whoa, that's not a good idea.
No.
That is, whoa, man. Whoa. That's not a good idea. Don't do the whole thing.
I'm going to do it slower than you did.
Okay.
Come back.
I just took a hit of helium.
Come back.
You take it to the head. Mine's got to make a bigger hole.
You look better.
I got a big old hole now.
I need a good cough. Oh, that's is that dangerous for your health?
It might be.
If you get too much, that's why it gives you a headache from doing it.
Mark just sent an email and said that that's not helium. He actually had Mark Ryan blow that up. We both have the flu now.
Oh, no. We gonna die.
Stop.
That's why
I like
work.
It. I think it's fun.
Oh, man.
Gotta have a tank.
Do what now?
We gotta have a helium tank.
Yeah. We got to.
No, we'd be sick probably from inhaling helium every day.
Yeah, I'm trying to make it to 500, so.
Yeah, that's true. Fat boy wants to live to be 500.
Fat boy's afraid to die.
Can't hit that helium.
Jimmy. With helium in your lungs,
yes.
What are you working on in your best damn audio?
All right, today in 9's best damn audio, we have farts, we have cops, we have cats, and we have groins.
Groins?
Crotches.
Oh, wow.
Balls.
All right, we'll get into that next 9's best damn audio. Good morning, everybody. Helium.
Good mornings with the Rise Guys.
They're funny and they play kick-ass tunes.
And 93-minute rock blocks all day. 93.3 The Planet rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.